Deposit dispute case study. Withholding rent for repairs. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. The deposit details. The deposit was £1,250 and the disputed amount was £620. What had happened? The tenant said that there was severe mold in the property, which was reported to the landlord many times, and the landlord promised someone would come out to look at it, but the tenant said that they never did until they handed in their notice. When asked, the landlord's advice was to just keep cleaning it and keep the property well ventilated, but it continued to get worse. The tenant later explained that her youngest son had asthma, so they had to stay with friends and at a hotel on weekends to avoid causing him additional health issues. There were many other repairs that they reported and asked that they be fixed, including the washing machine, which was very old and just stopped working. In the end, the tenant replaced the washing machine at their own expense, which they told the landlord they would take from the rent. As they did not have full use of the property, the tenant withheld half a month's rent, which they felt was fair in the circumstances, to compensate them for the washing machine and money spent on hotels because of the landlord's refusal to address these issues. The agent responded, saying that the tenant only informed us of the mold issues once it had spread throughout the top floor of the property. The agent then said the landlord was told about the problem as soon as the tenant made them aware, but this is not something that's easily rectified in a short space of time. An investigation had to be carried out by a specialist before anything could be done, as well as reporting on the likely cause, and a specialist was organized to attend, but, at the same time, the tenant had handed in their notice. The landlord decided to have the necessary work carried out once the tenant had left to avoid disturbance, and the tenant did report the broken washing machine, which the landlord agreed to replace, but in the space of 1.5 weeks, the tenant decided to get a new one. The landlord is happy for the tenant to collect the washing machine if they would like to, but there was no agreement for the tenant to reduce their rent payment. What evidence was provided? They provided the independent check-in and check-out inventories, a contractor's report, emails, and photographs. What was decided and why? The evidence showed that the tenant had reported the mold problem on 3 occasions and requested the washing machine be replaced midway through the tenancy due to it not working. While there was a delay in arranging for the mold to be investigated, there was no evidence from any specialist report to show the property was uninhabitable. In addition, there was no evidence that the tenant tried to negotiate any agreement with the landlord about a reduction in rent or compensation for the washing machine. In situations like this, common law rules and a strict process exists which must be followed, allowing the tenant to do the required work themselves and take the cost of this from the rent. As an alternative, a tenant has the option to make an application for a rent repayment order to the first-tier tribunal, who will make the appropriate decision on rent payable. Without evidence to show either of these processes were followed, the tenant remained responsible for paying rent in line with the tenancy agreement, and £620 was awarded to the landlord. Any arrangements for the tenant to collect the washing machine must be arranged independently by the parties. How can you avoid this happening in the future? As good practice, repairs should be carried out in a timely manner, with regular communication to the tenant to maintain a good relationship and avoid any dispute occurring. A tenant should always try to negotiate an agreement with the landlord if they feel they should be compensated for not being able to derive the full use of the property. If an agreement is made, make sure it is in writing so it can be referred to at a later date if needed. Midterm inspections are a great way of making sure the property is being looked after and anything out of the ordinary can be recorded and followed up if necessary. Where the tenant chooses to carry out repairs themselves because the landlord will not address them, it is important that the set-off rules are followed specifically where the tenant wishes to be refunded for this work.